Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hello there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. I'm joined today by Peggy Jackson, Principal at Thrive Development Partners. Peggy, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, Peggy. I'll then wrap up when you're done.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be with you today. So my consulting practice, Thrive Development Partners, is really focused pretty narrowly on corporate clients that are looking to develop sustainable, authentic leadership and teams. And I think it's interesting that our companies have, I think, a similar ethos, the idea of New Leaf and Thrive, right? That idea of doing something that's really, again, sustainable and authentic, right? Mm. And supports both the individual and the organization. So I do that primarily through leadership development facilitation, group facilitation, and one-on-one coaching.
Okay.
So to think about, you know, these topics of managing yourself, managing your organization, developing business acumen, I take it from a pretty bird's eye view, and that is be curious, right? Be curious. Well, that's step one. Step one is be curious. Step two is act on it, right? How many times a day do we go, I wonder what about this or why that happens or, you know, and obviously we have some limitations, time being one, energy being another, but we tend to put a lot of limitations around us that don't exist. And that's a lot of what I work with leaders on is saying, okay, well, why can't you find out the answer to that? What's stopping you? Why can't you reach out to this individual? You know, is there a reason? And typically there's not. We just have these sort of walls constructed around us, right? And so so that's my tip to them is just, okay, you know, there's a lot of information at our fingertips or potentially, right, at our disposal. And so that can be part of it too. Sometimes we just get a little bit paralyzed because there's so much there. Mm-hmm. So I say, you know, use high tech and high touch methods to seek more information. And it's just as simple as that. Just like we do a simple Google search, you know, let's say that I want to know more about business acumen. Well, business acumen is a mile wide, but that's okay, right? Mm-hmm. We can start with a simple search. Maybe we, you know, go to TED Talks and put in the search there, business acumen. Mm-hmm. And then as you're watching a few videos, you're going to get ideas. You're going to hear phrases you're not familiar with. Then you have a little bit more to go on, right? Mm-hmm. Then you follow up on that and you maybe do a little bit more searching and go to websites that they recommend, et cetera, right? Go down those rabbit holes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we say, oh, I went down a rabbit hole, like it was a bad thing, but sometimes it's a really good thing because it feeds our curiosity and it leads to new information and expands our thinking and our knowledge, right? But that second part, the high touch, this is where a lot of people get stopped, right? We just go, okay, that was a cool search. That was interesting. But do we reach out to the people in our networks or peripherally in our networks and just start those conversations, right? And just asking the question, just saying, and in my background, before I was in consulting, I was in human resources. And so, I felt it was my job to learn about the work of all the people in the organization and all those other areas that made the, you know, made the engine run, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no reason at all that you can't reach out to someone in a completely different department and say, you know what, I'm just trying to learn more about how our business works. And I don't know anything about what you all do. Would you mind spending 20, 30 minutes with me? Mm-hmm. You know, and I was amazed I was not surprised at how open people were to the conversation. What I was surprised about was how many of them said, no one else has ever done this.
Wow.
And it's so easy, right? There's really nothing stopping us. And so I'm taking it kind of from an individual level, but we can do that as organizations too. You know, we can look out and just be curious and what's next, and you know, who are the big thinkers in kind of on the cutting edge of what's happening in your field, right? Or organizations like yours, and just reach out. And I find people are very generous. And Mark, you and I know we're part of a professional association full of people that are just so generous. And all you have to do is ask for a few minutes of their time. So that's my sort of general direction that I think really can provide a lot of benefits, is just be curious, act on it, and use those high tech and high touch methods to just, you know, seek more information.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Peggy. And, you know, on behalf of everyone watching this back, I really appreciate your insights. To help people and organizations be their best. And my big takeaway is that concept of curiosity. Love it, love it, love it. So before we sign off, reminder for all of our subscribers and anybody watching to keep our eye on the events page of the website, the complimentary professional development webinars we offer on a regular basis. Once again, thank you, Peggy, and everybody have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.